Last year, the town of Avon got almost no resistance from its 6,500 residents when it asked them to approve a $3 tax on a pack of cigarettes.
That tax passed at 74.46%.
Scott Prince is on the town council.
There was zero campaigning done on behalf of that tax measure. It really speaks volumes for the residents and how much people see the impacts of tobacco and nicotine products.
But the moment the tax passed, Avon also gave up its right to collect a $43,000 check from the state each year. It's the town's share of a state sales tax on cigarettes that is only given to communities that don't have their own taxes on the products. That's why Democratic State Representative Carrie Tipper is sponsoring a bill to do away with the penalties for municipalities choosing to tax or regulate cigarettes.
It has a silencing effect. And as we have cities and constituents concerned about e-vaping, what you see is that local governments are treating similar products differently. They will not license or tax cigarettes for fear of losing the share back, but they will license and ask their voters to tax other tobacco products. So we have this patchwork created out of a system that favors the tobacco industry and elevates cigarettes in this privileged category.
Tipper's proposal would let counties pursue taxes and regulations for the first time. Prince thinks that would be especially beneficial for Avon. Not only would it lead to more tax revenue, Eagle County could also pass sales restrictions on cigarettes.
Our three county commissioners all supported what Avon did.
I do think allowing counties to implement the same rules would bring that consistency that we're looking for.
Erica Sparhawk is a trustee for the town of Carbondale on the Western Slope. They recently raised the purchasing age for tobacco products from 18 to 21. But without the bill, she says they can't fine or penalize businesses that violate the new rules.
If we were to implement licensing, which this bill would allow, that would give us one more kind of reprimand on entities that fail compliance when we do compliance checks.
But the change would be costly for business owners. Lawmakers estimate a licensing fee could range from $250 to $500. That concerns Brian Reed, who owns Edwards Pipe and Tobacco Shop in Englewood.
It's death by a thousand paper cuts. I mean, $500 doesn't seem like a bunch of money, but it just starts there, and then it continually goes up. And that's my response, is that we have a lot of taxes already that didn't even exist 100 years ago.
Several other tobacco retailers testified against the bill at a hearing last week. They said they'd rather see the state have a uniform set of regulations. The bill was also criticized by Republicans on the Health and Insurance Committee, including Colin Larson of Littleton.
I think we need a statewide licensure scheme. I think we need a statewide tobacco age of purchase increase.
Carrie Tipper acknowledged the concerns about her bill, but said something needs to be done right now.
There are two proven policies that not only reduce youth tobacco use, but also support adult cessation efforts. Those two policies are essentially increasing unit prices on tobacco products and requiring or licensing and regulating the sale of those tobacco products.
And while it generated discussion about a teen vaping epidemic in Colorado, Tipper's bill won't change regulations on those products. Cities and counties already have the authority to tax them without fearing any penalty from the state. The bill passed on a party-line vote. It also passed the Democratic-controlled House. It now heads to the Senate for debate. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.